It says in the paper, from Valerie Cox.
46, the number of days since the trial against the three former directors of Anglo-Irish Bank began. 16, the number of charges originally brought against Sean Fitzpatrick. 10, the number of businessmen given loans by Anglo to buy shares in Anglo in July 2008. 13 hours, 29 minutes, the time the jury spent deliberating before acquitting Mr. Fitzpatrick. That timeline comes from the Irish Times, but all the papers and all the front pages carry photographs of the former chairman of Anglo-Irish Bank outside the Dublin Circuit Criminal Court following his acquittal yesterday on all counts of providing unlawful financial assistance to the so-called Maple 10 businessmen to buy Anglo shares. A handshake, a wink, now leave me alone, is the Irish Daily Mail's headline. Smiling Shawnee walks free, is how the Irish Daily Mirror puts it. Grinning Shawnee in the clear, is the Irish Daily Star's angle. Shawnee walks, says the Herald. Anglo's Shawnee walks, says the Irish Sun. And Fitzpatrick pleads for privacy after acquittal, is how the Irish Examiner heads its story. Although it doesn't make the lead for the Examiner. That's reserved for a report from Owen English that there are signs of a gradual recovery in family finances, with a slight increase in the number of people who have more than €100 left at the end of the month, once all their bills are paid. The green shoots of recovery are starting to be seen around the country, says the editorial in the Mirror. But the Mail sees the result of the survey conducted by the Irish League of Credit Unions as quite negative. €25, that's all we're left with each week, it says. To the water charges now, and John Downing in The Independent says Labour's behaviour in the debate yesterday has left them looking weak and toothless, where they set out to try to look assertive. Sarah Barden in The Mirror says the coalition government is at war as Fine Gael wants the water charges based on the type of your home. Labour and Fine Gael are at odds only about one issue, the timing of telling the public, writes Stephen Collins in The Times. The disagreement looks more like a sudden squall than a full-blown storm capable of doing real damage. And Senan Maloney in The Mail says the free water allowance won't even cover the barest essentials. To avoid charges, people would have to limit themselves to two showers a week, use the dishwasher and washing machine once a week, and flush the toilet just twice a day. In other stories, Dan Buckley in The Examiner reports on a novel approach to writing a CV. Brian O'Sullivan applied for a marketing position with the Heineken Brewery, and he displayed his CV on the labels of a six-pack of Heineken bottles. It was my creative way of trying to stand out from the crowd, he said. The bad news is he didn't get the job. It was too senior a position, but they liked his CV. The Easter egg season is upon us, and the Country Living section of the Irish Farmers Journal tells us the real cost of the egg and how much we're actually paying for the packaging. Ciara O'Kelly does the sums, and she concludes that smaller eggs are better value. Lorna Siggins in The Times reports on Galway's drowned forest, which shows that climate change is nothing new. And a letter writer, Robert Duffy from Hackettstown in County Carlow, says, Sir, why do we not put the windmills and pylons on the ghost estates? Then we'll have managed to co-locate most of our 21st century follies. And finally, to The Star, and a report from Elaine Keogh that furious paramedics have revealed they were barking mad after answering a call for a 14-year-old in labour that was really a family's pet dog having pups. An ambulance and a rapid response car responded to the call, and when they arrived at the house in Dundalk, the person in the house pointed them towards the dog. The HSE confirmed the ambulance service had received the prank call on April 1st, and it has been referred to Gardaí for investigation.
Valerie, thank you very much.